Begin the Quran daven sentences even if I am test. Begin the manals. Begin the taste of the muscle. Begin the words of the Gemara. Mantan aholus. Who's the time of the mission? That's aholus. Rabbi Yisi. It's called like Rabbi Yisi. Try to explain what would the havid mean of that Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara rejects that. Oh, that's not a difficulty from the stira of the mission aholus and our mission. Because that mission is going like Rabbi Yisi. What bothers taste says, how could you entertain such a thing? As the Gemara actually brings right after, it was his exact opposite. So how could you have thought to say that? So says Taisi. Although obviously Ravuna did not know this Bryce that the Gemara ultimately brought, because if he were known, he would have said the opposite. So why is he even entertaining to say it's Rabbi Yisi in the first place? Is Yudehaya Sher Rabbi Yisi deeper? He mentioned all this. He knew that Rabbi Yisi spoke about this topic in the Mishnah Masechtas Aleph in his Bryce. And therefore he said, oh, it's him. But to the contrary, it's actually the opposite of him. He's actually the Tanna over here in Amish Mesachazerim. And so it says, we find similarly in the first paragraph of the Yudalim, basically, Man Tan and Tamid. Who's the Tan, Mr. Mesachas Tamid? Which actually ends up being the exact opposite. But again, that he knew something that he spoke about. It says, oh, don't, it's not difficult. It's that Tanna. And then, but the Gemara says, actually, the exact opposite. So next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Harehu Kestam offer bottle. It's like unspecified earth, which is going to be bottled. Chases verifies the opinion of Rabbi Yisi regarding this halacha of tumer tzutz. Rabbi Yisi held in the brisa that if you have straw that you're not intending to clear out, so that's in the same status as regular offer, which is going to be bottled. Chases explained, and that's regarding mitoma because vaila. That means to say, so it's going to be like it's closing up the area, it's bottle, and so it's what's called crouching tuma, and it's going to shoot upwards because you're talking about vaila, like the Mishnah Tishah Masechtas Aleph. Now, the problem is, Mutamite says, Tis has to take a second look. He says, wait a second. But Rabbi Yisi, sub Rabbi Yisi himself, who was saying that he's the time of this Bryce, and we're explaining what's the relevancy of being bittle, as regarding Tuma Bakas Va'ila. The problem is, he holds the Tuma Tumuna in the Bakas. He holds that concealed Tuma does not shoot forth. And so, how could you say that he's holding that it's going to become bottle? What's the relevancy if it doesn't have the Tuma of Bakas? As Taisa brings the Perko ever right, as we find the Chulnab of Chofeim and Beis, Kamer of Yisi says, Chavili Hamita, the ropes of a bed, the Striga Achalainis, and the rope by windows, Shapirso al Pene Hamez Ba'avah, that they spread over the surface of a dead person in the ear, Hanagesh Likin, they get a neck of tar. If someone touches not opposite the area where the holes are, he's going to be tar. And we explain this Toma where it's nearby in the area less than a tefach. So you see that according to Rabbi Yisi, it doesn't hold over Ritzutza where it's less than a tefach. That's considered no oil. It should be bakas above the ropes, and he doesn't say that. So therefore that's the difficulty Tosis has. That if it's Tumer Ritzutza and still he holds the Tumas not bakas ba'ayla, so what's the relevancy of this halach? So by my reader he says no, the Bakamaka Mahani Bittel. No, there is a relevancy because the fact that it's bottle helps that the tumah should not come to the vessels on the side. And that is, although it's not bekas va'ayla, Rabbi Yisi would agree that the tumah is not spreading to the sides. So there's two things that you usually have going up and not to the sides, although it doesn't hold, it goes up, but it doesn't go over to the sides. And, but then Tosis clarifies, it says, but then, Rabbi Yisi Perek Yashin, this Rabbi Yisi says elsewhere in Sukkot of Chaval from a base, regarding the well water, the spring waters that they would draw for the paraduma ashes, where they would make sure that there would not be any tuma at all whatsoever. So there was a machleik is regarding how the children who are not tuma themselves would come on the animals to get the water. So the Rabbi Yisi held that the child wouldn't come down. Rather, he would stay in this place, the mamali, and he would draw it up from ropes from the spring water. And the reason for that is when they kept out time, because a concern of a grave deep in the deep, which is a doubt if there's a dead person over there. But the thing is, by the kever time, there's no, it's buried. So there's no ear space of a tafak. So the tumma is because of ayla. So you see, your BDC also holds up tumma so that is because of ayla, not like we said from Mesechtas Chunda Ilav Kuf Chavayim Abayz. No, that's not difficult either. That's specifically, as the Gemara Sukkah talking about over there, is regarding a grave. You test on the grave, which is Shemal al Kever Tame, that if someone leans over a grave, is going to be Tame. But Rabbi Yisi holds in general that doesn't shoot forth and that he will remain Tar. So this resolve, our Sugya, that in Chulin, and that in Sukkah. Next says the Master begins with the Gemara, the Koim Labapa, Azawatoma, where he stands in front of it, and it goes by itself. So this verifies than the wording of Rav Huna. The Gemara was inferring from Rav Huna that you're not taking it by hand, but to stand right in front of it, it's going to be permitted. And that the Gemara says, but that's also forbidden. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. It means to say just standing that it nowhere else for the animal to go, and the animal goes by itself over there. But then Tosafot says, we're going to say, Cain, if that's the case, that you're not letting even stand in front of the animal, right, if it's right in front of there. So then, my Yuri did not Rav Huna. So why did Rav Huna pick his words to could possibly that you shouldn't put it into your basket and give it to eat? What do you mean? Forget about you taking. You're not even standing right over there, even not moving it with your own hands. So that's what I said. Yeshem, what you could say is no. Yeah, but Nukale Asalaham. And if he would have said the more, which is the bigger Kiddush one, which is what today's question is, that you're not even standing right over there without even touching it with your own hands, Lahab Yadin my time. We would not have known what's the reason why that's forbidden. As long as we didn't tell you that you're not going to move with your own hands. Then we told you not to take with your own hands into the basket. Because you might come to diminish the height of 10 tefachim along a length of 10 amas and you're not going to realize it. Then we'll know, as our Gemara proved, that you're also not allowed to stand it over there. But we have to tell you not to do it by your hands so that you know what the problem actually is. So do you find by a gaiv of straw? Now, Pirsh B'Kunt Rashi explains that gaiv is a bar, is a pit. The difficulty, says Tosafot, there's no application generally of a pit for straw. You just put straw on the ground. So therefore, says some explain that Loshen Kash V'Gavava. Actually, gaiv is in the word of gavava, which is the stubble, which is the straw, and therefore that's you give the wording of the pile of the straw, that of a gaiv. Tinek says the master begins with the Gemara Shemami. No, we could infer from this. Mechitas she'ein magiz l'tikra. If you have walls that don't reach the ceiling, Shemam mechitas that they're called walls, which places comes to verify what's the Gemara's case that it's asking on. The Gemara is saying from here, from the pile of straw that's 10 tefachim high that makes a mechitza, even though it doesn't reach the ceiling of the middle house, you see that's considered as a mechitza. So Tais explains bitmiya. It's a wonder. Meaning, is that really so? It's going to be mechitzas, pirish. But mechitzas, arekihach, when you have such temporary walls like this, which is just a pile of straw, is that really so? That's what the Gemara is wondering. Not like proving it. It's like saying it's a wonder. But ale'el, but previously, navayin bezim, abez, but skin, grab yehuda, saba, we hold the grab yehuda, saba, that he says, labez, hill, air, bech, lekulon, that you need only one air for all the different houses, but mechitzim, it gives letiko, and it's what they don't reach the ceiling. They're also, like Tosafot explained over there, I'm talking about temporary walls. In regards to temporary walls, it doesn't make sense. The mechitzim, it gives letiko, should be mechitzim. Therefore, that's the Gemara's question. It's asking and saying, is that really so? Is that possible with such temporary walls, like a pile of straw, there would be mechitzim, even though it's not mechitzim, letiko?